Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Today we are doing No More Dogs Part 2. Praise the Lord. One of the things we learned yesterday is that dogs have power. In Psalm 22 verse 20, he said that his precious soul, he said, deliver my soul from the sword, my precious or darling soul from the power of the dog. And so dogs have power. They are spirits that will fight you from their assembly. And among the many things we learned is that dogs can manifest as mighty blood-sucking enemies that create demonic noise around great destinies and cities. I think we are going to take it from there. In Psalm 59, verse 2 and 3, the psalmist said, deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. Say, bloody men. Who are these bloody men? Say, for Lord, they lie in wait for my soul. What are bloody men looking for? Come on now, talk to me. For what? He said, these bloody men, the mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin. So, the reason why these bloodthirsty men, bloody men, mighty men, wicked men have gathered against you, it's not because you have done anything. It's not because you have transgressed. It's not because you have taken their lands. It's not because you have sinned against God or them. They are coming up against you because you are their assignment here on it. Paul said, deliver us from wicked men. Not all men have faith. Men who don't have faith, they have something else. Either you are driven by an assignment by faith in God, or something else has given you an assignment by something else. So he says that, next verse, please. In this verse 3, he said that they run and prepare themselves without my fault. He said, I wake to help me, and behold, they run to prepare. It's not that you have committed any fault. These are wicked men who are ready to come up after you. Verse 5. He said, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the hidden. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. You're just praying some very serious prayers. Are you ready to pray some serious prayers? Then I love the verses. He says that they return at evening. They make a noise like a dog. He's talking about the wicked men who are also very mighty. He said, they return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. This evening we have to attend to this scripture. Because we have learned that dogs are a representation of wicked assembly that are dedicated and appointed altars of evil against your particular life. So these are spirits that are coming up after you. They don't know you from Adam, but you are their assignment. And one of the things they want to do is that in the evening when you are supposed to have rest, that is when they are on your case. That's why some people never have rest in life. Now, Bible recorded that David had rest round about. Hezekiah had rest round about. So having rest round about as a child of God is very important. That is why it was recorded. And I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about comfort round about, breakthroughs round about, prosperity round about, fulfillment of your destiny round about. Are you here at all? I'm not talking about sleeping here and there. No. We are talking about sufficiency round about. Said they return at evening. That means that they can even go for a temporary moment, a season, and as you are having a breather, they come back. So some people in life, they never have breathed out. Every day is a day of noise and barkings of dogs. And when they return, he's explaining to us what it means for them to return. These enemies, they make a noise like a dog. Kai. They make a noise like a dog. How do dogs make noise? Have you been in an area where a dog is barking throughout the whole night before? It's a nuisance. Different kind of noise. And thank God that the singers can make such noise for us. Barking, moaning, groaning. You would think that the barking has stopped, and they would say, you hear, like there is no rest for your soul. So if you are that person who is sensitive to your environment, then that dog is going to take your life away. They return. Any dog returning. The Bible said the redeemer of the Lord shall return. You will not be redeemed, return with your testimony, and a dog will also return in the night. Anything that is not of God returning to you. Today may the Lord stop their return journey. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog. And go round about the city. So there are spirits that can go run about a whole city, marketing you in a negative light, accusing you to people. They go run about the city. They can go run about your business with noise like a dog. I mean, when we were young, where a dog was always barking, your mother would tell you, don't go there. Because a barking dog is a dangerous dog. Are you here at all? So they go around it. There are spirits that can be going around the city, going around the nation. No wonder you have a quality product, but you don't have a call. You have paid social media influencers, bloggers. They have blogged, they have influenced. They have done everything, spoken and dealt with the algorithm. And yet, because there are dogs going around the city, barking and making noise. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody? Reason why a beautiful lady can become just a decoration is because there are dogs that return to you in the evening and they make noise in the ears of people. I'm telling you, is this the kind of confusion you want for having this person in your life? And it can go round about a shop. Your shop can be behaving like an island. They are buying from everyone, but they are not buying from you. Why? Because where the dogs are barking, people don't enter. You have to have mastery over dogs to go where dogs are barking. Are you here? They go round about the city. I don't know who is going round about the city, making noise about you, either defaming you, sending all manner of news and sending all manner of representation of you to people. There are lands people cannot build because dogs are going round about it, policing that land. It has become a security zone. When you are traveling abroad, Ghana, we don't use a lot of dogs. You will see correct SWAT teams coming with the dog, the body language of the dog itself. If you are a criminal, you know, you'll be careful. And the sensory abilities of dogs, very, very detailed, that they will use them to sense the slightest drug somebody swallowed inside their body. Dog can sense it from here to wherever you have gone. They can walk and come. When you are dealing with entities that are dogs, they can come miles to trace you. they will follow your smell of favor and enter that space to take a portion out of it. They can decode you. I'm talking about dogs. Decoding you, whatever you are carrying in your body, what machines cannot, what security aspect, what people who train them cannot do, the dogs would. There are entities that can just decode who you are and begin to give you a battle of your life because they are dogs. Sometimes they have decoded that you are going to give birth to some great child, some great business, some great ministry. If you are not careful, dog will come and bite you. Yeah. Today, one of our LPs was telling me how one of the family members abroad was going and a dog just bit the side of the face. Took the flesh from nowhere. And she was also going to work one night when she heard footsteps behind her. When she turned back, there was nobody there. Then the footsteps increased. I'm talking about abroad. They go around about the city. Then as the footsteps increased, she turned around and a huge dog was standing there. Looking at her, she was confused. She started rebuking the dog in the name of Jesus. I immobilize you, incapacitate you. You can't do me anything. Then she started walking, and when she turned back, the dog was on there. Entities following people. Years after, I'm ministering to her, and I said that when your father turned 40, an entity devoured him abroad. It's your turn. It's today she's telling me, I'm hearing the prophecy. It is the same thing that would have happened to her life. Don't joke with spirit. A dog is a fighting spirit. If it has not, either you kill it or it kills you. Have you watched dog fight before? There's a game. It's dog fight. People put money on it. So there are entities, they are researching you as if they are in a laboratory. Yes, so they are decoding you in every way possible, every nuance of your destiny. They want to collect that data. Every step you are taking is decoded. So you see, a dog will just be smelling where the step here, the step there, the step here, everywhere. So some people, before they get to where the great thing will happen, the dog has gone to make noise there. And nobody wants to look at your face. Today, any dog operating like that, around your ministry, around your family, in your family house, around your destiny, in this city of Accra, wherever you are watching from, today may the fire of God ground them. That amen is suffering from bilharzia. Say, may fire those dogs. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Imagine just walking somewhere and a German shepherd meeting you. Or a buabu. A bulldog. Dogs are wild, though. They are scary. And in the spirit, when dogs begin to come around your business, nobody is coming there. Yeah. They begin to come around you. The dog man, the dog woman. Nah, nobody is coming there. May any dog pursuing your matter, may the Lord stop them in Jesus' mighty name. If they are bloodthirsty entities, may the Lord shut their mouth. Shout a louder amen. Say, not my blood. Say, not my blood. One more time. Say, any mighty dog. Enemy that is mightier than I am in their field of operation, making me their target for life. Say, Holy Ghost, scatter them right now. Use some 1 minute, clap your hands and pray. Shalabalagabadaha. Hey, shukwata labahata. Atonia Bakapa. Oh my God, clap your hands like somebody who means business. Ekotola Parabusa. Some doors have been sent in the city to make noise about your ministry, about your person. May the Lord arise. Come on, clap your hands like somebody. Don't be lazy with that clap. Clap it. Clap it. Don't let the weather clamp you down. Shela paradosia. Ekolo paradataya. Any door. Any door. Any door. Power. Shagala bahata. Shutala balagada bahata. Atola malaka pata. Isola kaparu. Ishwa kapara. Ishotalia pata. Any door going around the city. Going around my life. Clap your hands and pray. You will not go around my family. You will go around the city. You will not go around my destiny. Any door. Kora sutele peya. Shaka patata la. Ikuta la patu ala kapa. Aduli akapa nuasa. Itora batosele. Adule perezo. Ikora parashulapa. Shala para kulase. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Lift your hands right now. Say, Father.
Father,
I take charge of all the dogs.
I take charge of all the dogs.
Making noise in the city.
Making noise in the
going
city.
Around the city.
Going around the city.
Around my territory.
Around my territory.
To cause havoc.
To cause havoc.
And to create noise.
And to create noise.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
I arrest them tonight.
I arrest them tonight.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
say,
Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I arrest.
I arrest.
I arrest.
I arrest.
I bind,
I bind
any power
I immobilize
incapacitate
any power
of any dog
on my destiny
now. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Thank you, Father. Take your seat. Sometimes, if you are not diligent, you may be treated as a dog. And I want to show you how believers, or what it means for believers to be treated as dogs. Praise the Lord. What it means is that when you allow yourself to be treated as a dog, there could be incremental infections and pains caused by dogs. Dogs or spirit will cause incremental infections and pains in your system. There was a man called Lazarus. He was poor. In Luke chapter 16 verse 21, Bible says he laid at the gate of a rich man. And in the verse 21 it says that, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. This is what the dogs came to do. And as long as, you see, dogs have got some enzymes in them that can create infections for human beings. I mean, the common sickness or infection we know a dog can give people is called rabies. But when a dog bites you or licks your sore, you are likely not to see that sore doing better before it was licked. It won't do better than when it was licked. So this man, he was there and the dogs came. Now, the situation that put him down was lack of resources, poverty. desiring to get something, he was always there in source, and dogs came to lick him. And as long as they licked him, he stayed in that situation. I told you that one of the meanings is that it's a low spiritual condition. He stayed in that situation where the infections from the sore, you know, escalated by the licking of the dogs, continued in an incremental way. So we never see this man totally healed, but rather died. Are you here at all? And he died in pain. So when you are somewhere, and this guy, he went to the bosom of Abraham. So this is a believer, because he was not in hell, but he was treated like a dog. Dogs were licking him. You know, it's very dangerous when you're a child of God and things, situations begin to reduce you to a level where you are operating like a dog. There are people here who, because some demons are attending to them, they have infections that have never left. One of those infections could be cancer. Somebody sent me a message. He said, "Man of God, pray for me. My mother is having brain cancer." I said, "What a cancer." It has to be a dog licking it. When the saw is going, then you will lick it again and release more whatever is on their tongue. And then the saw will now become something else. So some people, their lives never get better. And you could see that whereas the whole nation may be improving economically, they will be going down. Because dogs are licking their souls. A dog cannot lick your soul and you'll be fine. Even okurakura you and a juno blow cold mawa and a paumeunsa when I show. So dogs, infections that have refused to be killed, sores everywhere, making you unattractive, staying in that place of desiring but never having, incremental infections. Some people have been coughing since. It's not every infection that as you are treating, you are believing the medicine to do. You have to deal with that dog. For all you know, in the night, the dogs have been coming to lick you. Lick your sores. They thrive on sores. The dog is not always interested in biting to tear you. Sometimes it's interested in wasting you by licking your sores. And there are dogs in the office, so. Every time they are talking to you, how is the marriage? How is the childbirth? How is the promotion? They say, open the womb, let me lick it small. Let me lick it small. And some people have a need to share everything. Say that the people in my office, they are my family. Ta! Ta! Family. You don't know family. Office is your family. Do you care to share? You share and you realize actually the thing is increasing. Some people, when you share what is about to happen as a great testimony in your life, you see that the thing will just pass. It's a doggo. Yes, as he's licking that sore, the thing cannot stand. So sometimes you can be treated as a dog, even though you're a child of God. Anything causing incremental infections and pains in your life, may the Lord ground it in Jesus' mighty name. Your life, you have not been seeing improvement. We bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Is it not a good prayer point to pray tonight? Say, Father, anything that is negative and has become infectious in my destiny and is increasing and increasing and increasing, increasing my pain as a sore on my destiny. Say, Father, scatter any dog licking it from time to time. Whatever power is feasting in any area of my destiny, whether it's the organs of my body, on my soul, on my spirit man, say, Holy Ghost, fire them now.
Give the Lord a big clap offering.
Please take your seat. Sometimes when you're a child of God and you are treated as a dog, it manifests as a judgment of shame and the withdrawal of your glory. Say, don't allow it. Don't allow it. Any judgment of shame and withdrawal of glory. It's a treatment. So in the Bible, you see that Goliath said that, am I a dog that you are coming to treat me some way? Are you here? Abner said, am I a dog? Because they saw the treatment, you see, the kind of treatment people wanted to mete out to people determine their mindset. You see, it's a dog that has to be treated this way. So when you are a believer and you are not careful, you may be treated as a dog. Somebody's pet or puppy. And when that you allow yourself at that level, you enter into a judgment, a treatment that is like a judgment of shame. And the treatment that redraws your glory, you'll be treated in a way that shame will be on ground and your glory will be taken away. In 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 11, very quickly, so we can pray. 1 Kings 14, 11. He said, him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat. And him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. For the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. In chapter 21, verse 19 and verse 23, this thing is, he says that, and after the earthquake, 21:19. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood, thy blood, even thine. And he goes to the next verse that I mentioned, verse number 23. Look at that. He says that, and of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. It was a judgment on all these people. Jeroboam, Jezebel, and all these. The dogs eating you, licking your blood. It's a judgment of shame. And he said, this shame shall not be in private. We will do it publicly. Jezebel, they will eat and lick her blood openly. So, when you allow yourself to be treated as a dog, it is like allowing a pronouncement of judgment or shame upon your destiny. So you are there now. You see that shame is taking over you. Your blood is being leaked publicly. Are you here at all? In chapter 22, verse 37 and 38. Look at that. We've seen Jeroboam, we've seen Jezebel. It says, so the king died and was brought to Samaria. He's talking about King Saul. And they buried the king in Samaria. Can you imagine? And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria. And even when that was happening, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord which he spake. A king died. They brought the king to bury the king. The dogs were not allowed. They also came to the funeral. And as they were washing the chariot in the pool of Samaria, dogs came and licked the blood. They said, we will not allow you to be buried. We will lick your blood in your armor. It's a sign of open shame. You see, some things must not happen in a funeral. The end of the righteous is peace. When some things begin to happen, culturally, people know that, no, this one. Soon be canceled. And the Bible says that this thing happened according to the word the Lord spoke. So it was a spiritual judgment on such a person. Is God talking to someone now? There are people here that you are born again, but spirits are judging you. And the judgment they are pronouncing on you is to produce shame in your life. And to affect or cast some kind of shadow on the glory that God has put upon your life. just to redraw here and there whatever means glory in your life. The dogs want to redraw it. That's why they are going around the city. They are trying to produce shame in your life. The dogs are at work. Any dog that is at work when men are asleep, today may the judgment of the Lord visit them. Please, please, please. I don't want to say, I don't want to see. I'm not seeing you well. Some people, I'm not seeing them well at all. And sometimes some of the coolest people are the ones who are the highest victims. Demons are wild, though. There's a way that you do that amen with your faith that God, this is the prayer. This is the whoever is a dog in your family judging you on the grounds of shame, withdrawing your glory from you, whether it's already happening or is yet to happen. Any judgment from the pit of hell, we reverse the judgment. Anything withdrawing the glory on you or yet to withdraw it, we reverse that procedure. Whatever has been attempted on your life, we stop it in the name of Jesus. The dogs will not have an upper hand on you. May the judgment be reversed in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. Sometimes the initiation of the judgment is just to take power away from you. It's not whether you are right or wrong. It's just a judgment. By the time you know, just say, a person of high esteem, high stature, can just become very shrunk because of judgment. Judgment. This one is not a judgment, though. Just look at the CJ. Just a suspension. Wow. It can just become in the space. Are you here at all? Nobody should be in any situation where there is a judgment pronounced from a wrong quarters. I'm not talking about the CJ, but I'm just telling you that this thing can reduce you, reduce your aura, reduce your power. It can make you look very some way in the eyes of people. And by the time the real process is over, if you are not careful, you may never recover. Any initiation of judgment, suspending your glory. Are you here? Akula sapara kutasa. Ishua kalapata. I said it's a convention. Anything that is attempting to bring shame, attempting to produce shame, and redraw your glory, the glory of your children, the glory of your family, the glory of your ministry, the glory of your business, your career, the glory of whatever God has created you to stand for. May the Lord ground them in the name of Jesus. May the Lord ground them in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands wherever you are. Let that dog, let those dogs. Hey! Any dog placing a judgment on your business, your ministry, your marriage, Hey, Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Let me say a few more. Tell somebody, don't allow yourself to be treated as a dog. Say, you are not a dog. You are a lion. You are a son and a daughter of the lion. Say, of all the things God says a Christian is, dog is not one of it. You will never be treated as a dog. From today, any judgment that has produced shame in your life is overturned because you are not a dog. I don't care the power that was contracted to pronounce that judgment on you. The blood cancels that judgment. We overrule that judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, we declare that judgment is set aside. And that shame that is coming after that judgment, we set it aside. And the glory that is withdrawn, we set it aside. May you receive the latter glory. Receive the latter glory. Receive the latter glory. Receive the latter glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the power of the latter glory. In the name of Jesus, shout a better amen here. The Lord said to me when I was praying, he said, come and make decrees over my people. Because a lot of people are suffering because of decrees that were made upon them from dogs barking over them. And tonight, stand and roar as a prophetic voice over my people. I declare that whatever has captured you spiritually and has kept you in a hostage situation, in any prison, that you will never come out, you will never manifest the glory of God. Today I command the prison gates are open, and I release the great glory of God upon your destiny by the power of the Holy Ghost. Anything that has been delayed so that you will not see the manifestation of the glory, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare the release of that thing right now. I declare the release of the testimony right now. I declare power to release it right now. Wherever your name has appeared on any dog's altar and they are working on it, let fire enter them. Let fire enter them. Anybody that wants to take you to court, take you on the radio, to disgrace you, to pull you down, to strip you naked, may the fire of the Lord answer. Answer.
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Please take your seat. Bashakapata. Proverbs 26 verse 17. ESV. Proverbs 26 17. ESV says that whoever meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. There's a way that Asama M found. Says that when you do that, you are like somebody who takes a passing dog, but you try it by the ear, by the ears. That simply means that The matter does not concern you. And you carelessly entered into the matter. That's how a believer can be turned into a dog. Manipulation into carelessness. Things that do not concern you. Because of manipulation, you are that careless that the same way we don't touch the tail of a snake, you are careless enough to touch the ears of a passing dog. So now the dog makes you its attention and begins to find a way to tear your meat and to mutilate your flesh. There is a spirit of carelessness that is cast on people when they allow themselves to be reduced as dogs. You find out that you are careless, careless about ministry, careless about family, careless about your morality, careless about your prosperity, careless about your now and your future, careless about what you do, who you do it to, who you do it with. You are just careless. Sex is just fun. Everything is just careless. You have become a dog. A dog doesn't care where it is mating, it's whatever. You see that they are in public now, it's happening and they are making noise. Mourning instead of groaning in prayer. Careless, we are praying, you are mourning with the boy. And let me say that if you can mourn, you can groan. Choose to groan in the spirit. Shakwala kapata. How do you know even it's a vibration? What a bad boy. I'm not married, you know what it is. But since he sang and it was powerful, we assume that he's a righteous man. God's hand is on him. Carelessness. There's a certain level of carelessness. It has to take the manipulation of the dog spirit for somebody to be involved in. Are you here? Confirm. Carelessness. There is even another level where people enter into repetitive mistakes. Bible says that you become like a dog that has returned to its spitting, its vomit. You make one mistake over and over again. Like even this, your new relationship, we know what you will do. Even in this church, they curse you from that church. God broke the curse here. But it looks like you are going to repeat the same thing. Say, over my head. One more time. Say, over my head. Say, I will not return to my fully by any stretch of manipulation. Proverbs 26, that same chapter, verse 11. Serious matter. Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. So a Christian can be foolish like that. Returning to that same boy that abused you. That same girl that dealt with you. That same trouble. You just keep going to that same drug. It's a manipulation. It's not normal. Are you here at all? It's not normal. When I was in Cape Coast, we were dealing with one lady like that. The guy used to beat a paper boy, girl, no. He would beat the girl, just injure the girl. The girl would break with the guy. One Muslim guy like that would break with the guy for like 3 weeks. Once the sores heal, she's back. So I said, I'm a prophet, but this beats my imagination. For many years, we're just trying to help the girl. It was not help. Then one day, I said, you won't go to the guy again. He said, Pastor, you have said, I've heard. But I will go. I said, okay, no problem. We listen, we don't judge. What is going to make you go back? The guy doesn't have money. Why, if I tell you, the guy, one kaya yedeo. doesn't have money. Fine lady, we want my boy. And I said, why? Then she told me. I'm telling you how dogs can manipulate people. Dogs can manipulate. These days, people are marrying their dogs. The girl told me adult language. She said, the way the guy does hair, no? Pastor, you preach to me and all of that, but it's another dimension. I say, no, no, but frame you. What a dog. And as I'm talking right now, there are sisters and brothers here who are being manipulated by dogs to return to their fully. Just one who are abortions. So that when the correct brother came to try to marry you, no, when you check the sensations of that dog, no, and what God has brought you now, just tell yourself that no go walk. And people can just be like that. It's a manipulation. You just go back into your vomit. Go back into repetitive errors, mistakes. I'm telling you, they put right here, they put wrong here. The dog is already backing you away from the right. You go to the any error code on your destiny to return back to error, back to error, back to error, back to error. Say, blood of Jesus, erase the error. Error code. Some people, they leave an occultic church, they go into another one. Yeah, they're always following that error code. You leave frying pan, you go to fire. What a dog. The dog is like, the dogs have arranged your pathway from one mistake to another. I'm telling you, if you married a bad person and you have come out, I forbid you from marrying another bad person. You were in hell and God brought you out of hell. I forbid you from going back again. You will not make errors. Kalata barakataya. Hey, in football, they said they were all over the place. You are all over the place. You are all over the place. Career, all over the place. Ministry, all over the place. You see, when we see your beauty and the heavy destiny you have, it does not collaborate the kind of errors you are making. Because dogs are manipulating you. But today, on the grounds of the blood, I declare that any error code on your life is terminated. Is terminated. One of the errors is that people can insult their helpers and go to the Achilles. It's an error. Error. Just keep making mistakes. Let me say one more thing. Please say it. Any dog backing you into error, you will not hear that backing in Jesus' name. In Job chapter 30, verse 1, NASB. Job 30, verse 1, NASB. He says, but now, those younger than I mock me, whose fathers I have disdained to put with the dogs of my flock. Say, the young people are just mocking me. These ones, I will not even honor their fathers in the midst of my dogs. See, what kind of connection is that? What Job is saying here is that there's a way that you treat people as dogs, that you don't give them a chance for selection at the minimum requirement. It's a lack of selection at the minimum requirement. Even the dog level won't put their fathers there. It's a way that a believer can spiritually be treated as a dog, that even the minimum cut, you will not meet it. Yes, now. Abraham said, if you have 50, will you? He said, 30, 20, 10. They didn't meet a cat. Dog level. They are bringing the matter low, low, low. Okay, let's marry a local girl. Still, you are lower than local. That's the dog level, is that even their fathers, I will not flock them with my dogs. And it has nothing to do with certificate. You can have certificate and you are treated lower than the dog level. There are people here who are engineers. One of the ladies, I don't know, she's not shooting camera today. When she came here, she's an engineer. A certificate was inside the mud, the mire, petroleum engineer. Couldn't find a job. Today she goes to work with a helicopter, a chopper, for years now. Dogs in the Volta region were dealing with the certificate. Sabala Kutaza. That's why, as qualified as she was, she will go for an interview, she will not even meet the minimum requirement. Because she's being treated as a dog. And they said that the way we dealt with your father, that's how we'll deal with you. They just pushed the father in the bathroom. Now, the father, Kolo. And when we were going to marry for her, Pastor Patrick is here now. It was a war. Fight. No be small matter. People came well. They didn't hide. They didn't come spiritual. They came physical. Physical coming. I told him, I said, Yano boko 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 wana. You free. Ne dea. Ye baba. Ye baha. This is a home ground. It drove you uncadem. Are you here at all? It drove you anyade. It drove you sorry was wrong. Today, Kalada Balaka Tayata. And forbidding you from making the minimum cut for marriage, for business, for employment, for visa. Hey, we are to meet Jobia, over millions of millions legitimately acquired with properties everywhere. He's gone to America back and forth. They can now look at the reapplication and say that we don't think that you have enough ties. What is ties? People are hungry in America. People are here. Kind. Recently, one professional, they refused the person visa. They said too much money in the account. Too much money has become a problem. It's a work of a dog. It's not normal. I'm telling you, it's not normal. All your classmates are gone. They are even trying to help you. They have come. They are mobilizing Noboa to help you. It's not working. Do you think? Ask someone. Do you think it's normal? I'm not hearing you. Please just ask about three people. What do you think? Do you think it's normal? It can't be normal. I'm telling you, it can't be normal. It can't be normal. I said, you are doing, I'll go and say something I don't have to say. I was writing an exam. I saw clearly somebody write for another candidate. Long ago, the candidate they wrote for got a better grade overall than the one that wrote for her. And the one they wrote for had an A school. And the one that wrote for struggled to go. If I tell you the school that one went, you know that there's a way that people get reduced regardless of the substance they are carrying. I'm telling you. Everyone thinks that you should be doing well and you don't do well. Even the minimum, you lack selection into what is minimum requirement. You lack selection. That's how they have turned your face has come to your back. And as you are walking, they don't see you. They see a headless human being. Womb has been turned upside down. Nothing works for you. Even the minimum requirement. He said, what do you have in your eyes? He said, I have small oil. He said, if you have the minimum requirement, we can turn it around. Some people, they don't have it. At the crust of the time, of the moment, when it's crank you for a turnaround, they will not be there. They are there, and when the help comes, you know, they have just left. Just missing it. Missing it. Sometimes by the time someone's word is landing. I remember some years ago, I was doing a prophetic service, one big hall like that. God showed me and said, there's a lady here. Where is the lady? I mentioned the name, blah, blah. They said, she just left. I said, me wusa ka born wa kwain no so when she was about to cross the street. Hey! Sorry. And kwakwaji. I said, "Oh, why are you fresh? Bro. Any dog backing you here? I'm telling you, some people, they are in their marriage. Their dog is backing you out of the marriage. You are in your job. A dog is back. Are you here at all? Say, hey! That small light that is left in your life, it will not be smothered. It will not be quenched. That amen is not coming out at all. Nobody will blow anything on you and quench your light. Shout a louder amen. From today, your womb will work at the minimum required. Yes. If for nothing at all, the minimum level. Yes. Start up. If for nothing at all, the little level. The little level should be working in your life. Nobody here should beg for bread. That is a dog's level. Dog's level is begging for bread. Nobody, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. No, his children begging. Do you understand what I'm talking about? No, you shouldn't be begging for grade, the minimum level. Are you here at all? You will never beg after today. You will not beg again. Shout a louder amen. Pastor said that the Oga said, now that I have finalized the issue of the letter, I can now live in peace. And the person is going on retirement. Says, manya, kame kwame bun tomiye. Wow. A dog does not respect anybody. A dog can be a stray bullet. Yeah, a jai dog, you know. We should be a canoe. Stray dogs. One day I was told by a health worker that one dog in this Medina entered where the market is. It started biting people. Yes, now. Am I lying? Dog that has rabies beat those people. They started barking. Whoa. Left, right, center. We're bringing them to the hospital. Infested with rabies. Stray dog. Would you be obey his it's a minimum requirement. Are you with me at all? Sometimes when they are giving you money, discern small. Discern small. It's not every money you collect straight away. Allow. Do what? Allow. There are dogs, so. But basa and no best sankro for abra wako. The fresh note. One woman told me, said, Prophet, Adiabi Chirmanyi. She called me from another city. He said, this person has come here to feed all the children in my area. But I had a dream. The dream disturbed me, and I said, my children cannot be harvested. He mentioned a person to me, one false prophet like that. He said, what should I do? I said, follow your dream. Follow your dream. Did I give you the dream? Just follow your dream. And Chebia. False prophet. And go for Moben or the way Gia, no, the way Achi, no, the way Chomu, rough, rough. Minimum requirement. When you're careful, you bet Gia and we're frequency. When the selection is going on, there is nothing in your company to be considered. But from today, anybody, I think what the Lord is telling me right now is that anybody whose minimum requirement has been tampered with, may the Lord restore you by the power of his word. Shout a louder amen. Shout a louder amen. Shout a louder amen. Some of you used to live with one Jezebel like that. And Delilah. Yes. And they have carried something to wherever they will do their something. It is just now that you came under proper covering of the Holy Ghost that, Charlie, everything is just coming out. And in their mind, they have finished you. You are not finished. I said you are not finished. May the Lord shut the mouth of their altars. Shalabalagadagada, say, Father, anybody that I have made contact with, whether it's a relative, it's a friend, it's a colleague, whoever they are, whatever they are, and they are causing an exchange, say, Holy Ghost, I stop it now, 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 now. That people will see that you are intelligent and they want to rob you of your intelligence. Minimum requirement. Today is over. Amen. Hey, I say today is over. Amen. You know, sometimes stand here, let me pray for you. So that they will say that you will not marry again. It's a lie. Are you here at all? They say that you will not marry again because they have entered into shrine and occultism, and they say that you will marry again. Amen. You will work again. They will not take that minimum capacity from you. That minimum capability, it shall not be taken away from you. In the mighty name, shall not be taken. It shall not be taken. It shall not be taken. I said, the Lord sent me here to come and make a decree. Stand to your feet. I said, your womb will start producing in the name of Jesus. They took the minimum requirement for people in the family to give birth to children, women. Today, it is restored in your life.
Amen.
It's restored. It's restored. You are a man. Listen, it's not bad for a woman to take care of a man, but let it be for honor. Not because just a one chill while I'm about the show. It's all correct. It's not what? It's all correct. Minimum requirement is that a man will be able to take care of what? A woman. And pamper the woman. Now, no. Yes, like one foolish man I know is saying that if you want a woman that will take care of him. What a fool. I mean, you're a fool. It can never be a desire for a right thinking man that a woman should be sponsoring your comfort. You have reversed life. It's an error, brother. Never desire for that nonsense. Don't go into marriage. Go and marry somebody. A man will leave and go and marry. So, vibe a woman when you buy a good car for a woman. You will get it in Jesus' name. Say me always say now, may I talk to mommy. It's an honor for her now. Because whatever car she can buy for me, Nana me Kofi buy him 20 million times. But you, that you have become a dependent on a woman who is supposed to be depending on you. Because you have been, your minimum requirement has been taken away from you. When you are trying to even make sense with them, they don't make sense. They can't make sense. You are sharing nice ideas with them, and they say that you are looking down on them. I'm praying that every man here, your power will not be taken away from. Your power, we ask women to obey my own niska. When you say, Mary, I love you, say, no, 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 I can't, no, 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 I know what has come into your mind. Can never think that you are buying a car for her. All you have is I love you, followed by Cabesho action pack movie, dangerous guy, to bring resources out there. You don't have PY1 and 2. Receive more than minimum requirement in Jesus' name. Lekobatash Kalabala katakatakata Shakwala katakatakata Elebele kete. Can you lift your hands and pray? Shakolabala katakata. Any incremental infection, anything in my life that has refused to answer to solution, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, whatever is not answering to solution, to intervention, to every form of cure, because of dust, we pray right now, open your mouth. We pray right now, open your mouth. We pray right now, open your mouth. Shadola bakapata etola malagabata. We pray right now. We pray right now. Shadola Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
any spirit of a dog,
any spirit of a dog
manipulating, carelessness into my life,
carelessness into my life.
Say, I pray right now,
I pray right now,
I refuse to be careless,
I refuse to be careless.
I will not be careless with my destiny,
I will not be careless with my destiny,
not careless with my ministry,
not careless with my ministry.
I will not be careless with my destiny,
I will not be careless.
I can't feel
destiny.
The prayer at all. Say, Father,
Father,
let carelessness be far away,
let carelessness be far away
from my destiny,
from my destiny.
Clap your hand for 1 minute and pray.
I refuse to be careless.
Clap your hands and pray. No more mistakes. No more mistakes. No more mistakes. No more mistakes. No more mistakes.
Raise your hand right now and say, Father,
Father,
I put forth my destiny.
I put forth my destiny
for selection.
For selection
at the highest level.
At the highest level.
With the full package.
With the full package
of whatever is required.
Of whatever is required.
I can't be our prophetic night. Don't play, oh. Don't play. If it is your complexion that should make you enter,
Jesus,
may it be considered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. If it's your gender that will make you enter,
Jesus,
may it make you enter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here at all?
Yes.
If it's your nationality, if it's your tribe,
Jesus,
let all the full package be available for your selection.
Amen.
You will not be a dog that will not meet the minimum requirement.
Jesus.
Shalua barakato lava.
Adibia kapanda.
Shiba lagada bahasa.
Sakatuni biyata.
Shalua la balakataya.
Satunde bebiya.
Ikuwa la balakataya.
Sakatuni biyata.
Elei barasa.
Sakata la bakuse.
Shala malagada. Shala
kapandua.
Pashala.
Jesus.
One lady went for interview here. Serious panel. First question they asked her, are you religious? She didn't say yes or no. She said, I'm in the keeper's house. The head of the panel said, I know your pastor. Go.
Jesus.
Straight. When they ask you, are you religious? It's yes or no. You don't mention the name of your church. She just mentions, I know that man. 20 years ago. Go. That's how she got a job. I'm sure if they had interviewed her using all the variables, she possibly couldn't have met the cat. Are you religious? I'm in the keeper's house. I know your pastor. That is, even the church as a package was there working for her.
Jesus.
Whatever is in the full package under discovery,
Jesus,
that must work for you,
Jesus,
in ministry, in your family,
yes,
in
Lord,
your childbirth,
yes,
in
Lord,
your finances,
yes, Lord,
whatever it is,
Jesus.
I said, let the full package work for you.
Amen.
The full package will work for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. Say, my Father.
My Father.
I activate the full package.
I activate the full package.
Of every grace.
Of every grace.
Available in this house.
Available in this house.
And to this house.
And to this house.
For this house.
For this house.
Let it work for my advantage.
Let it work for my advantage.
Let it work for my destiny.
Let it work for my destiny.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I pray right now.
As I pray right now.
I step into the full package.
I step into the full package.
Right now.
Right now.
For visible proofs.
For visible proofs.
Right now.
Right now.
Clap your hands and pray right now. Please pray. Please pray.
Somebody pray. Receive the healing. Receive the full package. Somebody pray. The full package is working for you. Wherever you are standing, say Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Settle my matter.
Settle my matter.
Right now.
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 Stay in your posture. I just feel like ministering to people, but time is gone. But God is telling me, he said, let my people pray tonight.
Jesus.
That any dog under cover shall be exposed.
Amen.
Tonight, as you pray and sleep, the Lord will expose the dogs operating under cover against you. Any dog operating under the cover of whatever.
Yes, Lord.
The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Is blowing away their cover in the name of
amen.
Jesus. That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
Any dog or company or assembly of dogs.
Jesus.
In your family house.
Jesus.
Operating with ancient altars.
Jesus.
Whoever they are.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever they are.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever they are doing. May the Lord blow their covers.
Yes.
May the fire of the Holy Ghost blow their covers.
Yes, Lord.
Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. I hear the Lord say, I will not only blow their covers, but I will also judge them.
Jesus.
I will not only blow their covers, I will also judge them.
Yes, Lord.
I will judge them.
Yes, Lord.
May there be judgment on dust.
Yes,
all the dust we see judgment. All the dust we see judgment.
Amen.
Any dog around you,
Jesus,
God will blow their cover.
Amen.
And the vengeance of the Lord will reach them.
Amen.
Vengeance of God will reach them.
Amen.
Vengeance of God will hit them.
Amen.
As you cry and pray,
Jesus.
As you clap and pray,
Jesus. this night,
yes,
is a night of fire.
Jesus,
the Lord is blowing their course. The vengeance of the Lord. Clap your hands and pray. They shall not be spared. They will not be spared. Father, spare not. Spare not. Raise your voice and pray. Leave it. Pray, clap your hands and pray. Expose whatever is a dog, all the dust after my soul, after our lives. Expose them. Let your vengeance. Any dog sitting on marriage, sitting on ministry, sitting on health, sitting on progress, expose. Right now, can you pray 1 minute? 1 more minute. Yes! Let there be an opening. Let there be an opening. An opening. Shalapata, Rapatata, Raparuasa, Abdulapata, Rapereka Masa, let there be an opening. Let there be an opening. Expose. Expose them, charge them, expose them by fire. 30 more seconds. Clap your hands and pray. Whatever they are, let the wolves, let the dogs, let the horses be exposed by your fire. Whatever mask they are wearing, Father, pull it down, pull it down. Clap your hands, pull, 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 pull. Expose them, bring them down. Now, 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 now. Let your altars come on. Let your powers come on. Alapata, alapariama, atolabada, atalaba. We unseat them. We overthrow them. Clap your hands. Unseat. Overthrow. Unseat. Overthrow. Unseat. Overthrow. Unseat. Overthrow. Today you have entered into your visible proofs. Shalua, italaba. Let the barren carry pregnancy. Let the unfruitful receive fruit. Let the poor receive resources. Receive opportunities. Receive chances. Receive. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Come. Please come. Stand here. We have to close. I saw the Holy Spirit opening my eyes to somebody in the UK. In the UK. Somebody in the UK. I think it's a woman. In the UK. And I saw a dog. He says, I'm going to bite her, give her cancer and kill her. As this lady was praying, God said, that dog is receiving judgment tonight.
Amen.
I don't know whether it's a mother figure, whoever is there in the UK, but God is telling me, he said that a dog has entered the UK to destroy somebody that is supposed to be connected to the family. And God is telling me, he said, that person is supposed to be a helper to this lady. But tonight, Kishalapata, I don't know who's in that UK, but I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Any helper of yours,
Jesus,
that the devil has decided to send a dog to go and devour.
Hey.
To devour.
Hey.
To devour.
Yeah.
Let the Lord arise and scatter.
Amen.
That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
You will hear the news from that UK. Don't cry. Don't cry. God is telling me tonight, the dog is exposed.
Amen.
And I see the judgment of God. Just watch it. 4 months from now,
Jesus,
the dog will not just be exposed. That dog has been sentenced to death.
Amen.
That dog dies.
Amen.
That dog that is fighting the progress of the people in the family.
Jesus.
Any good thing coming their way, the dog will go and destroy.
Jesus.
Running about the city, biting people that Jesus. Want to help. Tonight, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Whoever is a dog,
yes.
and is after your soul,
Jesus.
May the fire of the Lord not just expose
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Let the fire judge them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Some people would die.
Amen.
Because they have a covenant with the devil to destroy you. Raise your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
Anything like that around my destiny.
Anything like around that.
Sentence it tonight.
Sentence it tonight.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
say
Jesus.
Say it like you mean it. Say, my Father.
My Father.
This very night and hour.
This very night and hour.
Let every dog.
Let every dog.
After my soul.
After my soul.
Receive fire.
Receive fire.
Now. You are going to prosper.
Amen.
You and your family, you shall prosper.
Amen.
From today, your way is open.
Amen.
You will have a great life.
Amen.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Adebia ya Jeffrey will say,
Jesus.
Let the power of God recover it for you.
Amen.
It's recovered.
Amen.
It's recovered.
Amen.
Jesus.
Tomorrow is Friday. This weekend will not end.
Jesus.
Your restoration shall be established.
Amen.
Maraka matala tala toya. Anybody that a dog has spat on you, vomited on you, put
Jesus.
A mask on you, paliatu la gala chusela, to take away your glory
Jesus.
And to produce shame in your life.
Jesus.
Let the shame be cancelled.
Amen.
Let the glory be released.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your prayer shall not be in vain.
Jesus.
Tonight, as your faith has arisen,
yes.
let the heavens be open.
Amen.
Let the gates be open.
Amen.
Let visible proofs be released.
Amen.
Let power jump power.
Jesus.
Let power jump power.
Yes, Lord.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost jump the power of the devil.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Everywhere in your hometown.
Jesus.
In the water, let power
Jesus.
Jump power.
Amen.
In the cemetery, power.
Amen.
Anybody flying over your head, your destiny.
Jesus.
Walking as a dog, making noise
Jesus.
Around your city.
Yes.
To hem you in and put you in a hostile
yes.
situation. Somebody jump and shout fire.
Fire.
Shout fire!
Fire!
Shout fire!
Fire!
They will fall for your sake.
Amen.
Jesus.
The word of the Lord is in my mouth. Don't care whoever that person is.
Jesus.
As long as they have availed themselves for the devil to use them. Kabanwa, I see somebody being called to the office. And jumped 1, 2, 3 for your promotion.
Jesus.
Whatever must come to you.
Yes.
On the account of the grace of God released tonight.
Yes.
You are a full partaker of the blessing of
yes.
the Lord.
Lord.
Receive the full package of God's blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing shall be withdrawn from you.
Amen. Yes.
Nothing shall be withheld from you.
Amen.
Right now, receive your favor.
I receive it.
Receive your favor.
I receive it.
Receive your call.
I receive it.
Receive that call.
I receive it.
Receive that fortunate news.
I receive it.
That testimony.
I receive it.
Receive it right now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Now
I receive it.
Lay patusa
tibiata
Jesus. We speak to entities from the place of authority.
Jesus.
Back off.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus, back off.
Yes. Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus, back off.
Yes. Amen.
Mighty entities,
Jesus,
you have been battling with for years. That's the last declaration. God told me, he said, use the authority. Settle the matter now.
Yes.
You have been praying. And there are some demons that will make you feel like your prayers are not powerful. They will fight you, battle you. It's a fight, it's a dog. And you have been battling all this while. Say the Lord tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I stand on the protocols of the blood.
Jesus.
And declare that the one you have been battling, contending with, and has not shifted.
Jesus.
By the authority in the name of the Lord.
By the authority.
By the word of prophecy put in my mouth, bowed with power.
Yes.
Whatever has not bowed to you tonight, bows to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That power is crushed.
Amen.
All tests crumble now.
Amen.
Every giant standing against Jesus. Any child of this house,
Jesus.
Whoever you are, whatever you are,
Jesus.
Today is your end.
Yes.
May you fall down.
Amen.
Fall down.
Amen.
Fall down.
Amen.
It is over.
Yes, Lord.
I said it is over.
Amen.
One more time, I said it is over.
Amen.
Now I prophesy that your way is open.
Amen.
Prophesy that whatever you are believing God for, come on, we bring it under pressure. Documents under pressure.
Amen.
Promotion under pressure.
Amen.
Helpers under pressure.
Amen.
Elevation under pressure.
Amen.
Pregnancy under pressure.
Amen.
Marriage under pressure.
Amen.
Your healing under pressure.
Amen.
Your childbirth under pressure.
Amen.
I declare your wealth is under pressure.
Amen.
Your growth is under pressure.
Amen.
Let it happen.
Yes.
Let it happen.
Yes.
Let it happen.
Yes.
Let it happen.
Yes.
Under the pressure of the Holy Ghost. Let it happen now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. That clap offering is not good. It can be better. I said it can be better.
Oh, come up with your two hands.
I see the Lord chasing your enemies into the bush.
Yes, Lord.
It can be better than clap your hands. Give him a clap of praise. Give him a shout of praise.
Hey!
Give him a shout of victory.
Hey!
Give the Lord a shout of victory.
Hey!
A shout of celebration.
Yeah!
I say shout.
Hey!
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.